I'm Derek Bird, editor of Fly Fusion Magazine, and also co-host of Fly Fusion TV. And I'm on the line right now with my co-host, with Jim McLennan. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm all right, Derek.
Yeah,
snowed in. At the moment.
You're snowed in as well, hey?
Yeah.
We're on opposite sides of the Rocky Mountains, but we definitely have snow on both sides. So. Right. Well, we're not here to talk about the weather, even though the weather is something that's very comfortable for people to talk about. We're not here to talk about the weather today.
Okay.
I thought that we'd spend a little time just chatting about some behind-the-scenes stuff for Fly Fusion TV.
Okay.
I know our episodes are airing on WFN throughout this week, throughout the last few months they've been airing. And sometimes it's the perspective that we get, because we're in front of the camera, the perspective that we get is sometimes a little bit different than the finished product. So I thought we'd just chat about some behind the scenes.
Right.
So is there anything that you would say makes the set? Now, I use set as in setting, but is there anything that you think that makes the set kind of so special? I mean, like when I'm out fishing with you and we've got cameras rolling, I think of it as something that's a very, positive and special time. Is there anything that you would kind of go, yeah, this is a special thing that happens when we're out on the water? Or?
Yeah, well, it really is. First of all, because of the show, both of us, and I'm thinking, I guess, of myself here, get to go places we wouldn't be otherwise and see things we wouldn't see otherwise. So I think that's great. I mean, I've caught, enough fish through my life that I don't need to catch every fish in the river, but it sure is great to be in places I've never been before and to see different things. The episode we shot with the grizzly bears fishing just down the river from us. I mean, that's I'll never forget that. I've never been in that situation before, and it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the TV show.
Right. Now is it safe to assume that is there kind of one stream that we've fished in the last few years of filming that has stood out to you the most? Would it be the one with the bears, or?
Oh, I think it probably would, because that's it's a unique situation. Well, I suppose it's not unique, because it happens other places where salmon where rainbow trout follow the salmon up the tributaries of a lake or an ocean to spawn. But it was unique to me because I hadn't done that. It is sort of, from what I guess, Alaska-type fishing in north-central British Columbia.
Right.
In a place that's, closer and easier to get to. And although I've never fished Alaska, I know there are times when the best Alaska fishing spots, when the fish are there, get crowded. And that doesn't happen in this kind of a place. So, I think that was probably maybe my favorite spot.
Yeah,
and not just the fish, but that's such a beautiful place. The color of the river, the other thing I would say is that the fact that it's hard to get to, it takes a while. You've got to take the boat up the lake, and then you got to take a different boat up the river, and there's some effort required to get there. Always makes these things more valuable somehow, and more more memorable.
Now,
what about you? What was your favorite?
Well, thinking back to that specific episode, then we called that one Eden.
Right.
Thinking back to that specific episode, there was lots about that episode that made it kind of one of my favorites, and one of the things was actually just watching you fish there, because you're somebody that's, you're an elder statesman compared to me.
What kind of statesman?
Elder statesman. But you're somebody that you've fished a lot of places, and seeing you kind of, reel up at one point and just sit there and watch the bears, I was like, wow, you're... And I think I commented about this, and it made it into the final cut, but I said, Jim was like, you were like a little kid. Like, it was like, you were kind of overcome by the moment, and to me that was pretty special to see. But then also, towards the end of that day of fishing, you just kept ramping up. Like, you just kept catching more and more fish. And there's that moment too where we're filming, where you just you caught, you know, kind of four or five fish right in a row, like one cast after another. And the look on your face after you'd done that, to me, it was like, well, you know, here's somebody who's fished for, you know, almost his entire life. And there's still events that happen that kind of pull you or suck you into that moment and just go, they kind of overwhelm you in a way, in a positive way, right? That was one of my favorites as well, was being up there. Another one of my favorites was from the first season when we went out with Paula, and we took a helicopter,
right. Of course.
Into that one river in the Elk Valley.
Yeah,
area,
that was
in the Fernie area, and that was, to me, like being able to see the mountain ranges and just the way the fog cleared up enough that we could land. That was, to me, that was a really special day. And the
fact that we had to land and wait out the fog a bit somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and then
and the fact that we, you know, set apart, you know, kind of days for each episode, but in that one we had all the footage we needed in like, you know, by the end of mid morning type thing. It was like we caught so many big fish.
Yeah. And that
where
one
it was
worked
like,
out perfectly. Couldn't have done any better on that one.
Yeah. Was there any kind of memorable event aside from, you know, catching fish that sticks out to you, like as far as the filming that we've done?
Well, there's so many. I mean, I guess it's just kind of a blur. Mm-hmm. But I guess people ask me, you know, what's it like making the TV show? And I say, well, it's really, really great. I mean, it is, you know, in an odd way, it's a lot of work, although mm-hmm. it's not as much work for me, certainly, as it is for the camera crew. You guys are climbing the hills and hanging out helicopters and all that sort of stuff. But, I mean, it is... The days are long, and you've got to, you know, try and stay alert,
right,
and that kind of thing. But what I end up telling people is, I don't know of anything I do that creates more laughter than making that show, and that's definitely the behind the scenes stuff. I mean, you and I have a lot of fun, and quite a bit of it. The light stuff makes it through the final cut, and I'm really glad about that because I think it's really important. But
yeah, I agree.
Some of the things that go on behind the scenes that are just ridiculous and goofy and funny are just you can remember some of these things too, where you almost have to stop because somebody who shouldn't be rolling on the ground laughing is. Maybe the camera guy, maybe, you know, Brock, or maybe
right
Victor Yoshi or somebody who's just
you gotta
get it back together so we can make the show. And it certainly often enough is you or me that got to sort of serious up a little bit once
you're
in
right
a while. But,
but
no, I just think it's one of the most fun things I do for the combination of these things we've been talking about, the great places, the great fishing,
mm-hmm.
the great crew of people we've got, and
mm-hmm.
How everybody works really hard, but they don't eliminate the laughter from the whole process.
Right. Yeah. Now, is it too soon for me to mention a laughable moment that didn't create laughter when it happened? And I'm talking about the downing of the drone. Is that too soon?
No. It wasn't my drone.
For people that are listening in, one of my favorite moments was when...
memorable.
One of my most memorable moments that didn't have to do with landing fish or anything was when Jim downed a drone in season one. We were told quite often not to, you know, if we hear a drone flying around with the camera on, not to, you know, obviously not to stare up at it or look at it. And so we were being... you know, we were being good co-hosts and not looking at the camera. And Jim on his back cast, we could hear the drone behind us. But Jim on his back cast, he managed to tangle up his line in the rotors of the drone, and down it went into the water. And I have to say there was quiet on the set.
Yeah, it got kind of quiet.
It got kind of quiet after that. But
there's no chance Brock is going to hear this, is there?
I don't think so. No,
okay.
No. Brock was—he's our drone pilot out on the set. But yeah, that was to me, when I look back, I'm kind of like, you know, there's been downings of a few cameras here and there along the way, but that was very memorable for me anyway. Because being that it wasn't me who actually downed it, that made it more memorable.
You didn't do it, and it wasn't your drone. So
right, yeah.
I mean, something that gets lost in this whole thing is, sure, we took down a drone with a camera on it, but that wrecked my perfectly good fly line too. You know,
but it it really did, Jim. Yeah, I mean, the rats.
You think I could send Brock a bill for a fly line?
I would hope. I would hope that you should. I mean. And any psychological damages that happened after
that. Well, that's
that.
Right.
I mean,
right? How can I be upbeat and be
fishing?
I got to be on television afterwards. I can't be all down and sad and stuff.
Right. That was a huge rat's nest in that the rotor. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen.
They go pretty fast, I think.
Yeah. No, that was impressive. how about looking ahead? Is there if you could pick any location for season 3, where would it be? Would you be out in Alberta on your side of the Rockies, or where would it be?
Well,
or would it be maybe on a salt flat somewhere?
Well, any of those would be great. I mean, Alberta has we do a lot of stuff in Alberta, of course. And we could do a lot of stuff in the Rocky Mountain West in the U.S. and that would be great too.
Down in Montana,
Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Certainly this tropical salt would be great, because that's something I've not done, and I would love to do that. And this would be a real learning experience for me. And of course, if you want to just sort of talk completely with no restraint, Argentina or New Zealand would be something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I'd be up for any of that.
I had a radio interview the other day, and I myself have not been to New Zealand to fish yet. And and that was the fellow on the radio who was chatting with me. His last question to me was, where have you not been that you'd love to go and fish? And and that was top of my list, I have to say. Maybe we can pull some strings. That would be cool. Not saying that that's where we're going, but maybe we could pull some strings and see what would happen.
Yeah, that would be terrific. I've been, but not for a very long time. And
right.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Jim, it was great catching up with you. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And as much fun as we've had in the last couple of seasons, I have to say I'm super, super excited about next season. And
me too.
And just getting the crew together. I love working with you. I love the synergy that happens there and with the camera crew and with everybody that shows up to make this to make this a special event. And it's one of my highlights in the year.
Oh yeah, so, me too.
Yeah.
It's as much the people as anything else that are, because everybody has the same objectives. Everybody's willing to do whatever it takes to get what we're trying to get, and so it's a real team sense. It's a lot like, I guess, what I remember from playing team sports when I was younger. What you remember as much as the actual game is the all the dressing room stuff.
That's right. Yeah,
and I guess this is kind of the equivalent of that. I think is what makes it so much fun. But I think it's probably not for me to say, but I think we're putting out a pretty neat program, and so I'm also it's something I'm proud to be part of, and I want people to see it. And sometimes the stuff you do, you think, oh well. And not too many people are going to see this, are they?
Right.
It's not like that with this. It's like, I hope a lot of people see this, because it's worth seeing. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, Jim, for connecting with me today. I appreciate it very much. And once again, I was just chatting with Jim McLennan, my co-host on Fly Fusion TV, and we've got lots to look forward to for next year. So take care, Jim, and thanks again.
Okay, Derek. Thanks a lot. I guess we're both going back to shoveling snow.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right.